Hello?
Good morning. Is this Jonathan Marks?
Yes, sir, it is.
Hey, Jonathan, it's John with Local Slash.
Hey, John, how are you, man?
Good. It was a long weekend, but I'm good. Got to sit down with the kids and enjoy some family time. But yeah,
hey,
I
good
got.
To you, man.
I just got in, and I seen our customer service department was asking me to reach out to you. I think you sent some messages in over the weekend, and you're expressing some frustration.
Yeah, I was, like, couldn't get a hold of anybody. It's weird. I work on the weekends, so it's strange.
Oh, no, I don't, but there should be still be a 24/7 customer service department. You have to hit extension 1, though, not 544.
Oh,
yeah. The calls were auto forwarding to my voicemail over here. So
it
seemed like you were hitting extension
544. No, I did. Yeah, I did that as well. I did both.
Oh, okay.
Actually.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I got the missed messages here, and then I also got some text messages. I just got in. It's 8:15 here in Orange County, California.
I left messages also. Oh, yeah, that's right. I left messages also with another answering service or machine.
Yeah, we should have a 24/7 customer service getting back to you. That's why I noticed that in the notes. Like, I saw some messages where it was like, oh, I've been trying since Thursday to get a hold of you. And I'm like, okay, are you calling me, though? Because Thursday and Friday, I would have been in here.
Wow.
And still not going through?
Right. Yeah. Yeah, I can look back on my phone, but I'm driving right now.
No, I gotcha. I take your word for it. I'm not calling you a liar. There's obviously some kind of disconnect there because I got the messages, but I didn't receive any calls Thursday or Friday. It looked like you had a client interview scheduled on Thursday, or no, Friday,
right.
And you went through that whole call on Friday. So that was after the fact. Did you let the customer service or that representative, Krisden? I remember I introduced you to him, didn't I?
You did, Chris.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then that was weird though. I don't know how we had missed calls on Thursday and then I didn't get the heads up from you or him on Friday when we were doing the CI that the calls weren't going through. I would have fixed it right then.
Perhaps it was Friday and Saturday. It's hard for me to remember.
Mm. Okay.
Either
so
way,
Saturday.
I'm glad to get a hold of you now.
Yeah, me too. I'm like, what's going on? But I had your account because the way I set you up, I gave you a discounted pricing structure. I put you on what's called a friends and family rate. So I think that's what's happening is like when you call in to customer service, I think it has it set up to auto forward directly to me as if you're like a friend or family member. And then I wasn't in here on the weekend. So I think over the weekend it's making it so that instead of your call going straight to customer service, which is what it should do on the weekend. It was still forwarding the call over to my line, which is just an empty office.
Jeez.
So I'm gonna adjust this. But I did get a request for like revisions. So there's a guy who's working on a blog page for your website. They're already doing content development for that. So I don't know if that was something that you just put in. It looks like they just put in the revision request this morning at like 7 a.m. our time.
That's why I wanted to get a hold of everybody as soon as possible to see if I could stop everybody. Because my issue is I've over budgeted for marketing. And I just don't – it's okay if I can't – if nothing can be done, then, you know, that's fine, I guess. I don't – not really, but I – like I'm down to $170.
Damn.
I'm working today. Hopefully I'll – Yeah, it's tough. It's tough. But I do have some jobs where I can potentially make some of that. But actually, no, some of that is for materials or a job. So I'm really down to my like last 100.
Yeah, I mean,
they
won't let me.
100 quick.
Yeah, at this point, they won't let me reverse it. Like, if I could give you the money back, I would just give it back to you. But once they get past the client interview and they start working on everything, they don't. But I can help you make it back. That's the whole point of this is, I mean, you secured a local listing on the first page of Google. So it's like, let us get it up and running. And then that $199 is a drop in the bucket, you know? So, I mean, it's going to be tight for you. You might be eating cup of noodle here for a couple of days.
Yeah. That's cool. I just got something from 7-Eleven.
Yeah.
Slice of pizza, bro.
Hey, nothing worth having comes easy, but this is definitely worth having. This will take your business to a whole nother level. So,
that's
you know,
right.
Your,
and I'm using
verification going. Yeah, those guys. I mean, those guys. They can't compete with our stuff. I mean, you get.
Well,
you get
I got 9 calls yesterday. I got 2 jobs set up in one day, and I was off. And it's gonna cost $75 though.
Yeah, exactly.
And then I got
they charge
over,
per
I got
lead,
four.
Even when you don't get the lead. That's why I'm telling you.
Well, not these. These I do. These are opportunity leads. I definitely get these. I'm the only one they're sent to. The client looks at me, and if we both agree to it, I just pay a little bit extra. Like I'm paying, you know, like I said, just for 2 leads, it's $75. But there's
solid.
No competition like that. Yeah, it's
well,
that way,
no,
but.
I mean there definitely is because the reason I say that you know there's no they're not competing with our stuff is because they use our stuff.
And like I know, man, it's going to be expensive to continue using them. I'm really hoping these 2 jobs work out great and they give me more work. She's already given me one more job, so
That's what I'm getting at. So once we got you up and running, I don't know if you'll keep using that as your long-term solution because they put themselves on the first page of Google, and then they resell the leads to the people on their platform. What they do is they actually send that lead out to a couple of different guys, you know, the actual leads. I know you're saying you're working opportunities. Most likely those opportunities started out doing the Google search. Maybe my guys were too expensive. They go to HomeAdvisor. HomeAdvisor tells them, we'll connect you with 5 trusted professionals, you know, and then they fill out that form and they hear you all out. Right, but the pay-per-lead system is just they're buying leads from Google, doing Google advertising all over the U.S. They pay Google like $7 million a month, and then they turn it into $18 million by reselling it to the business owners, you know, but it'll go to like 4 or 5 at a time sometimes. So, you know, that's why I'm saying once we list you independently, it's a no-brainer because now customers are calling you live and you're not getting charged for every single lead. It's just that flat monthly rate, $199. See what I'm saying?
Here's the kicker. I do see what you're saying. That's what impressed me, and that's what I wanted.
Yep.
However, I got contacted by Angie Ads as well.
Yep. Yep.
And and they signed me up too for $300 a month. But it's okay.
You're on HomeAdvisor and Angie's.
Hold on 1 second. I'm sorry. Hold on.
Okay.
Yes, they said it was okay. I can't go in that way, but the second thing. Oh, she said it was okay. All right, I'll talk to her. So let's go on back then. Yeah, I was taking her word for it. Yeah, I should have come over and asked you myself. Yeah, sorry about that. I get it, man. And I apologize. Well, I'm kind of upset at her now. Jeez. Yeah, sure. Yeah, I understand. I'm hoping that won't be an issue. If it is, we'll just quit coming this way. Sorry about that. We're starting up a business as well, refinishing business. And, do I? Right there. Using that little thing. It's something. I will. Is there? It won't happen again. It won't happen again. It won't happen again. There's no reason why it would happen again. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Hello?
that. Man, okay. Wow, that was ridiculous.
I thought you forgot I was here for a second. I'm like, no.
Nope. Just had to back up.
No, no problem. So you said you signed up for HomeAdvisor and Angie's.
Angie, the HomeAdvisor was bought out by Angie, but it's two divisions of Angie.
Right. So that's why I sent you text message right now. One of them's the subscription terms. Obviously, you still got to sign that one. That's why they sent that over. Yeah, and then they have, like, the Google verification. But there's an FTC one in there. You see the FTC.gov newsletter?
I do.
Yeah. So the FTC is considering shutting HomeAdvisor down. They got charged with cheating business owners, including small businesses seeking leads for home improvement projects. It says since 2014, the Angie affiliate has misrepresented the quality source of leads and the likelihood they would result in actual jobs. So, again, that's why I'm saying you're going to like having yourself on Google independently a lot better. It's because all they're doing is middlemanning your scenario. Those guys don't need to be answering the phone when your customers are looking for help. Your customers need to be talking to you directly.
Okay, you're just confirming a decision I already made that it was a good decision.
Thank you.
can you repeat that? Hey, can you repeat that again just to let my partner know what we're up against and the reason why I went with two different companies? Can you just explain that? Because he's the speaker right now.
Yeah, Angie's and HomeAdvisor are owned by the same
thing. Hey, Skyler, this is John Hill. He's helping us with our Google thing. So, you remember?
Yeah. Okay. I have Skyler on the account as the partner.
Oh. Okay, good. All right.
Yeah. Hi. I sent over a news article to him, Skyler. I could send it to you, too. But it's like the FTC, the Federal Trade Commission, was talking about shutting Angie's List and HomeAdvisor down. They've been shut down before. If you look up HomeAdvisor, they were called Service Magic back in 2012, and they got shut down and came back in 2014. But the Federal Trade Commission never stopped monitoring them at 2014. Now it's gotten to the point where they have like tens of thousands of business owners taking class action lawsuits against them across the U.S. But basically what they do is they put themselves on Google. So they do this type of Google advertising that we're doing for you guys now. But what they do is they take each lead that they get from it and they sell the leads individually. So like, let's say they got it off of Google. In the grand scheme of things, it might have cost them $500 for that lead, $5 for that lead. They'll sell it for $50 to like 10 people and they'll make $500. And that's basically their whole business model is they just resell leads.
I used to work for a telemarketing company. I understand the idea of buying leads. It's probably much smaller scale, but.
So we don't do that. We're a Google partner. That's what I was explaining to him is like, we just list you independently. We're not selling you leads. We just do a flat monthly rate. We put you on the first page of the search results, your top recommended option, and we let your customers call you directly from there. So we don't get in between what you guys are charging them, what you're making off the job. It's strictly just to have yourself
Angie's
up there.
Angie's List keeps track of every job you get off of them through them, whereas this is more so almost like a digital billboard.
Exactly, but we still track it. I mean, you can still see the clicks, the calls. There's still call recordings in your tracking system, so you know it's working that you're getting leads from it. But
you can keep track of that shit easy. You know what I mean?
Like, but we're just doing that so we show you guys are making money off of it rather than to say, oh, you owe us more money. Look, you just got a big job. You know? We don't do that.
Right. That's sensible.
Yeah, it makes a lot more sense. That's what I was telling him. I was like, all they're doing is middlemanning your calls. What was that?
Is there any input on our end that you need, like as far as like how much production you guys create through us or how much we create through you?
What do you mean by that? Like what? I'm confused by
like
a
as
question.
Far as like, you know, we made X amount of money through Google leads.
So there's an account dashboard and tracking system that you guys have. They sent over the login credentials. I'll resend them over to you actually. Let me go into settings. So that way you have them too.
Well, I just wasn't sure. I'm sure you talked to John about it. He's more, I'm more face. He's more, back end and advertisement and,
That's how it's painted out too. It's like you're the boots on the ground pretty much. But there's a tracking system. It's good for you to have access to it too though. Cause like when you're leaving jobs, there's a section in there where you could request reviews from the clients in that tracking system. That's kind of nice. Let's say you're loading up the truck, getting ready to leave, and you could just plug their number in, and and ask them to write a Google review about their experience. You know, I'll send them the link there. So it's pretty easy. Help us build up
right.
a review.
And those can be huge, especially
yeah.
when you're first starting off. You don't want to be the guy with zero fucking reviews.
Yeah, well, that's pretty much where we are right now. I mean, we're waiting actually for a Google verification, but once
even
the verification
comes in. You know what I mean? Even if you got like 6, it looks way better.
Yeah. Yeah, you want to get as many as you can, really, you know, you kind of want to beat out the competition. I mean, we'll level the playing field in the sense that you guys are actually showing up. You know, there's a big difference between showing up and not showing up, but then obviously, the reviews are going to be the next factor, the website, you know, et cetera. So we want to make sure all your bases are covered, so you guys just got to focus on, you know, answering the phone, selling them.
And I'm good at talking to people and getting a review.
Yeah. Yeah, there you go. Getting good reviews is the next part. So.
I work at a bar, so...
Oh, okay. You're social.
Yeah, I'm very
You can deal with those people, you'll do great with this, because those guys are... Yeah, these guys are all over the place, you know? It's like, you
gotta
right?
listen.
Yeah. No, that's funny. But yeah, that's pretty much what he wanted me to explain, though, to you, was just that this isn't a paper lead system where you're dealing with resold leads. We're just having people call you directly off the first page, so... Google's already sent a verification letter out to you guys. It usually takes 5 to 7 business days to receive. Today's only the 3rd business day, so it shouldn't be there yet, but it's coming to the 3116 South Canner Highway
cool.
Stewart.
Cool.
And that's just a card with a number on it that I need to read back to you?
Yeah, it says Google on it, big colorful letters, you can't miss it. And then on the back, it'll have the business name, and then there's a little 5-digit number. It'll say your Google PIN verification number. And then I also sent over a form to you, too. If you go to your text messages, there's a form in there. It'll say, like, photos or Jonathan, to get your Google business profile verified, Google may require additional information and proceed further.
Okay.
And that's just asking for photos. Now, obviously, some of the photos they request, I have guys all the time that tell me, like, hey, I'm not sending you a picture of my license plate. You know, I mean, I get it. And you don't have to send a picture of your license plate. You could, like, cover up the numbers. They just want to verify that it's a Florida license plate, maybe, like, the color and the make and model of your car, you know. It's not so much to get your exact license plate or do anything malicious. They just want to verify that you guys are actually who you are and where you say you are.
What about a Florida license? Well, why does that be a plate?
I don't know. I don't know. To be honest, this is a new thing. Before, it was only that card in the mail, and then it was just like, okay, you give us the 5-digit number, we go ahead and push it through and verify. So we could still do it that way and verify it, but they're just saying this will, like, further verify. It's called an advanced verification, and it's just supposed to give the customers peace of mind and make your business more credible to a potential prospect. It also helps, too, if, like, they see that same rear end pull up in their driveway, they know that it's you because they've seen it in their verification, you know. Because basically what they're doing is they go, okay, you know, you contacted this person, you agreed to, they're going to meet up, you know, this is how you identify them. That way you don't have some guy pro-Second Amendment holding Skyler hostage out there. I don't think it'll happen, you know, but it's just a hypothetical. We want to cover all our bases. Make sure you guys aren't getting into any kind of nonsense out there. So, like I said, fill out the best you can. I mean, if you're missing a part of it, you know, no big deal. I mean, the verification for Google obviously is going to be the most important thing, that letter. That actually what verifies all the online listings. This is just extra stuff to help us add credibility, you know, and help us develop site and things like that. Like they ask you for questions for tools, business license if you have it. Some industries it's not even required, and then even if we do this, we could still list you, but if you don't have the license, but it'll limit like the kind of jobs that we could list you for, right? We can't put you in the commercial category. Obviously, if you don't have a license, you're gonna run into a problem with that anyway. It'll just be wasting your time getting calls from those people.
We got driver's licenses and whatnot.
We got
plates in vehicles with insurance and whatnot.
Yeah, you gotta understand. I mean, it's not like we're trying to give you a hard time. It's just all legitimacy stuff.
No.
You know what I mean? It's
no,
just.
I understand.
Yeah.
You want credibility. You want. I mean, that should be an
easy.
Yeah.
First page of Google is a lot different than.
that shouldn't be a problem.
Right, right, exactly. You know what I mean? Like, first page of Google is just different than being on a directory. You know, if I'm Home Advisor, I'm going, okay.
Asshole, but I can understand it.
Yeah. Likewise, likewise. I cover it up when I'm at work, but... I'm an a-hole at home. No. But yeah, it's just advanced verification. That's all. So like I said, if there's anything that you're missing, like, don't panic. If you're like, hey, I can't fill out this portion of it, just fill it out to the best of your ability. Google's not going to decline you guys if you're missing a part of it. It just helps us add peace of mind.
Yeah, that's cool.
All right.
Awesome, bro. I'll have my wife look it over too. She works in HR, so she's used to looking at that type of paperwork and shit.
Nice. Yeah, she'll definitely know what to do with that.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm sure if she's in HR, yeah, like, depending on the industries that she's in, but almost every industry across the U.S. has to go through this process if they want to be verified on Google. Like, even, like, Pizza Hut, for every single location, they have one of these accounts. You know what I mean? So that way people
He hires security personnel, so, you know what I mean?
Security company would definitely have it. She's probably been through this before. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, yeah, so, I mean, you can always give that to her, but I'll send over, like, the login credentials. I'm trying to find where – I know I added your number in here at point of sale, Skyler. Let me just – I got it from John.
Let me see here. It's a 727 number.
I know it's in here, though. I think it's just not showing in the business number section. That's why. Because it's showing I switched the – updated the address. There was that Wix domain. Oh, yeah, John.
Yeah.
So that Wix site domain, we couldn't use. We got you a different one, a whole new domain.
You go to integrity-woodworking?
No, it's integrity-woodworking, no dash.com. Yeah, there's no dash. This one just says integritywoodworking.com. But we got that domain. It's just the site's being worked on.
Wait, you got integritywoodworking.com?
Yep.
What? How'd you get that?
We're a Google partner, so, I mean, we can obviously get to the bottom of why it's not available and then get it for pennies on the dollar of what it costs the general public.
Okay, that's pretty cool.
Yeah. That's why Google wants you to work with its partners. You know? A lot of times they get a notification like, please contact a Google partner regarding these online listings, and the people are like, no, it's going to cost you money. It's like, dude, compared to what it's bringing to the table for your business, it's worth every penny. Let's go. Listings. Yeah, so everything's pending this verification, but Skyler, can you read your number back to me? Because I'm trying to dig through all these notes here.
It's 727.
Okay.
666.
Oh, yeah, I remember.
4-5.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, go ahead. Say the last four.
9545.
You remember what I was telling you when you gave me this number, John?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's got to change that because the 666.
Right.
Okay. Yeah, I'm like, I know I definitely got that number. All right.
Before I forget, does the cost of the domain come out of the 200 that we're paying already? We don't have to pay.
Yeah, no, no, you're good. You're good. You're not going to get charged anything for that. We took care of it.
That's fantastic. When I tried several years ago, it was $3,000 for it.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes, even if it costs us like a grand to do, when you have a subscription with us, it's $199, it's like, they'll do it. Because most of the time, even though our services are month to month, these guys, they'll use them until they close their doors. You know, I have a guy I've been working with for 9 years straight. He was like one of the first guys I signed up. I started working here. I'm only 30 years old. So I was like one of the first people I signed up, like fresh out of school.
Will I be able to access it and manipulate it and change it and edit it and add my other things to it, or how does that work?
Well, you request, it's called a revisions request. So they're at, so once it's up and running, they'll send you a notification, hey, check out your site. And then you look it up. If you see something's wrong with it, you could either text me like, hey, this is what you want to change. Or you can go into your account dashboard and tracking system. That's why I say that's important, that app. I'm going to send it to Skylar too. And you could just put in a, there's a tab on the site. So you click on it and you put in revisions request. Like, hey, I want to change this. And then it goes through to the graphic designers that are working on your site. Because even though I'm your account lead, every responsibility on your account is dedicated to a specific person within our company. So, like, I'm not the one that's actually negotiating, like, buying your domain, building your site. You know, there's a whole different graphic designer and a website guy named Steve where he focuses on that. You know what I mean? I'm like the client facing. I'm like Skylar at the bar. I don't make the liquor. You know what I mean? You like that Jack Daniels? I don't make Jack Daniels, but I made that Jack Daniels. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah. It's kind of like that. So.
And I'll be able to do that through the app.
Yeah, you can do that through the app or even phone call too. Like I said, you just hit extension one. There's 24/7 customer service. The way I had your account set up because I put you on a friends and family rate, it was forwarding you to my desk over the weekend, and I don't work the weekends.
I don't want to lose that discount.
No, you're good. You're good. I locked you in, but that's why I resent you the subscription terms in writing right now, and you got to sign off on that. You're going. I got a message in here. I ain't signing this thing until I talk to somebody. And I'm going, man, you're going to shoot yourself in the foot because that's the only thing locking in your rate is you signing that agreement. So that's what's cementing your deal. If you click on it, you'll see there it has like all the products and features we're providing for you, the discounted pricing structure, the billing date, cancellation. So I was like, you definitely want to sign that.
Okay.
Yeah, that's keeping you at $199 instead of you paying full price for it.
And is that in the first email you sent?
I resent them to you in a text, bud. So this should be there at the top of your text messages from that 877 number. Yep. So it's the one that says, please click here to submit your subscription terms.
Okay. Yep. All right. Yep.
And if you click on that, and then there's the full agreement there. And there's a hard copy of this in your email with your invoice. The good thing about this is it's considered a business expense, so you'll be able to write it off too. So you'll be able to write it off, get it back that way. The clients it's going to bring in for you will make it a win-win. And then that discounted rate should be like a drop in the bucket for you guys. It should set us up to work together long-term once we got it all up and running.
If this business goes the way we're thinking it will, $200 shouldn't be much.
Yeah, no, I mean, that's easy. Oh, I got somebody calling me inbound. Okay. So I gotta jump on this call, but you guys are good. Sign off on that. Subscription terms is good. PIN verifications in the mail when that comes in. Give me a call if you have any other questions. Just reach out, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
All right, John. I'll talk to you soon. Bye, Skylar.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Thank you.